Yeah, definitely. Like, we've had a nice wait now from the county final. It's nearly 4 weeks, obviously, since the final was played. So now the boys are eager to get going now, and we're looking forward to the weekend for sure.
That's it. You're up against the Monaghan champion Scotstown on Sunday. A household name on the club scene in the province here. The Ulster Club Championship, it's a great way to pit yourselves against the best of the best, and I'm sure you are excited about the challenge ahead.
Yeah, it's a class competition. There is something unique about the Ulster Club competition, and, you know, heading into these grounds with your own crew behind you, it's lovely, so it is, and it's, look, if we're under no illusions, it's going to be a huge task now against Scotland in their season outfit, as you say, and they've been around Ulster now for the last 15 years on a regular occurrence, so it's a huge task, but no, it's something that is one we're looking forward to now, definitely, and can't wait to get going on Sunday.
In terms of Scotstown, you know, you'll obviously have your own way of getting information on them and that kind of stuff. What are the main threats in terms of personnel that they'll possess the weekend?
They're very strong throughout. And like, you have the obvious one of Rory Began, obviously, in goals, and the 2-point threat that he possesses, both from play and freeze. But, you know, defensively, they're really, really solid. They're the two Hughes in their defence, and, you know, they bring huge experience. And Damien McArdle, they're very, very experienced, and they've been around the block. And then they've added the likes of Michael Connolly and Max Maguire and Tommy Mallon, boys like that. They're just out of minor. They've really added a lot to that set-up. And, you know, around midfield then with McCarville, McPhillips, they're two huge men at midfield, and James Hamill dropping in there too. You know, they tick all the boxes. You've Jack McCarron then up front as well, and Shane Carey, loads of experience with Monaghan and others. So, you know, you look at all that there and the teams they've had out all year, and then you're throwing in Ryan O'Toole and Conor McCarthy along with that there as well, two of the top players in Ulster, going back from injury. So, look, it's a huge, huge task, but like I say, it's one we've prepared really well for the last few weeks, and that's one that we're looking forward to, picking ourselves at Ulster, because that's what they are. They're one of the best teams in Ulster, and, you know, they're one of the favourites to win Ulster, and rightly so, with their pedigree and what they possess. But no, we're looking forward to the challenge, but definitely.
Just want to take you back to your run to win the county title. It's been well documented, you've come through some really tough battles. I'm sure that'll stand to you now as you head into the Ulster campaign, that a really battle-hardened county campaign.
Yeah, I think it will, definitely, for sure. You know, it's not, nothing beats tight games as long as you can make the right side of them. They do stand you in good stead, and we've had that not just this year, but the last number of years in the league. It's always a tough championship to come out of, and, you know, we enjoy being in them situations with 10 minutes going, the game's tight. We always feel that we have that willpower to get over the line, and look, it's proved that way this year in Donegal, so hopefully it will stand us now going into Ulster as well, because it'll be all tight games now from here on in as well.
That win over Gidore gave you your 8th county senior title since winning your first just 20 years ago. The club have been on such an upward curve. You must be very proud to have played a big part in it.
Yes. You know, the run we're on, you pinch yourselves at times. You know, you wouldn't have thought it back in 2005 that you'd win 8 championships in such a short period of time. But, no, the boys have played themselves really, really well over that period of time. And it's a lovely time to be involved in the club, as it is. Because the whole game, and, you know, even at underage there, we're competing at the top level of underage as well. Maybe not winning championships, but we're never far away. Even you look at the last two minor championships through Unions or for Masters to Point, I think, this last 2 years at minor level. So there's plenty of stuff coming through as well. And it's an exciting time for the club, and it is lovely to be part of it for sure.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that the Ulster Senior Club Championship is a great competition, and it obviously is. Donegal clubs, kind of surprisingly, have only ever won the Ulster Senior Club Championship twice. Gidore were the last to manage it in 2019. Given the success Donegal have on the intercounty scene, especially in the last 10 or 15 years, why do you think there hasn't been maybe more big successes for Ulster in Ulster for our clubs?
I don't know. It's hard to put your finger on it. I suppose one of the big things is the Donegal Championship is really, really tough. It's very hard to come out of the Donegal Championship. And, you know, you're looking at teams that have been successful in Ulster, the likes of Cross McGlen, Clacoo, teams like that there. They're knocking about Ulster pretty much every year. You know, the Donegal clubs, you gain a lot of experience from playing in Ulster. So Kilcoo and Scotstown, them boys, they're well experienced in terms of playing in Ulster, whereas teams come out of Donegal, you might be back there for another 3 or 4 years, and it's difficult, so it is. But it's, you know, Gidore done brilliantly to win that Ulster final when they did. To 2 Ulster finals, Glensville have got to Ulster final. You know, teams have got there as well, but just come up short on the final hurdle.
Just want a word on Finbar Rorty ahead of the All-Stars tomorrow night. Obviously a massive player for both yourselves and Donegal this year, Martin. What a talent he is.
Unbelievable. You know, the year he's had, what he's achieved, you know, man of the match in the Ireland semi-final, man of the match in the county final, the Seamus McGeechy Award, obviously, for the club. You'd expect them to get Young Player of the Year and hopefully an All-Star as well on top of that there as well tomorrow night. And he's a remarkable year, so he has. And the sky's the limit for him, but he's a great lad, great athlete. And, you know, again, he ticks all the boxes. He's going to be a superstar for Donegal, and he's going to go forward.
For sure. Just finally, Martin, squad-wise this weekend, any niggles or injuries to worry about ahead of Sunday?
No, we're hoping to be at full strength now for Sunday. We're missing, obviously, Jack McKelvey didn't play, but injured, and Owen McGilligan is set to come on. But them two boys are back in training now this last couple of weeks, so we're hoping to have them back in as well. With a couple other small minor knocks picked up this last week, but no, we're hoping to have everyone. We're training tonight and hoping to get everyone through that tonight and to be at full strength for Sunday.